Colm O'Mara was a man of simple pleasures, most of which took place in his local church, the Haughty Admiral pub. After a long day in the Woolwich docks of putting crates into big stacks, and then taking crates out of other big stacks, he liked nothing more than pottering down to the Admiral for a lukewarm pint of beer, a few hundred fags, and a little bit of crafty business on the side, perhaps pausing for a ham sandwich at around the 8 o'clock mark. His business largely revolved around the consummate flogging of whichever items had mysteriously failed to make it either into or out of their respective stacks at the docks that day. Colm was walking on air. He'd managed to offload a king's ransom in mislaid wristwatches under the table entirely unnoticed, and despite having drunk the Admiral dry, still had well over a tenner bouncing around in his trouser pocket as he stumbled down the road. He winked at lampposts and slapped pillar boxes on the back, singing mystical songs from the old country, which he made up as he went along. He was on top of the world, blissfully ignorant of the fact that very soon he'd be spread across much more of the world than usual. 1 o'clock. Colm observed, consulting the 24 hooky watches which lined his left forearm. It being Tuesday night, the knackered nags after-hours card game would be in full flow, and Colm had 10 quid begging to be squandered. What's more, the walk to the nag would take him past the Royal Artillery Barracks, where he might be able to pick up a bridge partner for the evening. He approached the guard post with all the grace and charm of the profoundly pissed.
"I said, what do you say to nagging down the old pop for a spot of cards, you cheeky little bugger?"
he inquired, propping himself up on a bollard with his face.
"Civilian, I'm gonna have to ask you to step back,"
replied a stern and eminently un-Sid-like voice from inside the cabin.
"I said, what's all this?"
Colm recoiled, not a little affronted.
"And when did you start being American? Don't go chaining me Yank now, will you?"
Colm was interrupted by the arrival of a very cold rifle barrel in his left nostril.
"Who are you calling a Yank?"
Colm could now see that the voice belonged to a man who was roughly 30 feet tall, with a large meaty face which was all brow and chin, leaving very little room for the other features. Sid, this was not. Colm gingerly removed himself from the critical end of the soldier's rifle.
"And my humblest apologies, your soldierness,"
Colm squirmed away, chuckling nervously down the barrel.
"Only with it being Tuesday, I expected my dear acquaintance Sid to be at his post as per normality."
"Sid's not here tonight, and neither are you. Got it?"
"Most assuredly,"
Colm smiled back sweetly, before tripping over nothing, stumbling back up to his feet and hopping it down the road like a man who just sat on a cactus. Safely around the corner, Colm took a moment to feel aggrieved.
"It's not very bloody friendly,"
he grumbled to himself.
"You think they don't even play cards in America or something?" "Oh, hello?"
Colm looked about himself.
"Is there someone there?"
The alley was dark.
"I can amuse you that this isn't the least bit assuring. I shall report this."
Colm stopped. He could feel very hot, very wet breath on the back of his neck, and a low, wheezing growl close to his ears.
"Yeah, right, mate,"
Colm spluttered in a voice as small as a mouse's prayer.
You want to buy a watch?"
100 yards away, a large American man heard what sounded like a shrill distant scream being abruptly cut off, and did his best to ignore it.